French police have clashed with yellow vest protesters in the capital, Paris. Security forces fired tear gas to disperse the crowd. Similar clashes also erupted in other cities across the country. It was the sixth consecutive Saturday that the protesters came out to express their anger at government's economic policies. They called for President Emmanuel Macron's resignation. Over 100 protesters were arrested by security forces. The Yellow Vest movement emerged last month after Macron announced hikes in fuel taxes to encourage a transition toward greener energy. The government suspended the price hikes after the protests snowballed into a general movement against Macron's policies and the high cost of living. Political commentator Jason Andreu says French protesters are angry over a wide range of issues, and that is why just a few reforms will not satisfy them.
I think that there's a great deal more going on here than simply the fuel tax hike. I think that people are very, very angry about a lot of things that have been going on since at least the Great Recession. Many of the neoliberal reforms that have been slowly coming on since that recession did take place are finally culminating. This fuel tax was probably the straw that broke the camel's back. This was the one thing that pushed things too far, that led to all this popular anger against many other issues finally explode out. Some of them, the loss of many essential services for the public, ongoing low wages, low wage jobs, the social safety net that is now no longer there, that was once there. Many people angry over a myriad of different issues, including immigration. Some of them have very negative feelings towards immigrants coming into the country. It really is a mishmash of a lot of popular anger coming from a lot of different sides of society, which is why one or two simple reforms won't be enough to abate their anger.